everyone, and welcome to a brand new edition of Capes and Commentaries. I'm Tyler Baker. And no, I didn't say the number there deliberately just because I don't need to say the number, Nathan.
Well, you
don't know what the number is. Like,
I wasn't going to say that. I was just going to say, I know when you're not going to say the number when you say a brand new edition or a brand new installment. So,
I do it on Fans of Power and Beyond Retro. It's like, you know what? I'm just not going to bother like even asking because this one is new when we do it. So, therefore, it is covered.
Well, it is number 24, by the way.
Okay. So. Man, it feels like we've done so many more than just 24 commentaries, but apparently not.
Well, I mean, when you think about it, it's 24 is kind of a lot. We only started doing these not that long ago, so I think 24 is solid.
I guess we did this started back in the summertime, I'm assuming.
Yeah. You know, I honestly don't remember when we started, but
yeah, something like that. But it just feels like we've been doing it so much longer to think we hadn't even reached 30 episodes yet. But I guess 24 episodes of cartoons are in the can. So I guess you break it down like, yeah, I guess we have done quite a few.
I want to go ahead and say what's up to Who Dat Will, who popped into the live chat. Thanks for joining us. Hope you
appreciate that.
Hope you're looking forward to checking out a new cartoon. We're bouncing around again, but this time we picked something this week that to me, like, I honestly remember the toys more than I ever remember watching any bit of the cartoon back in the day, because this was only 13 episodes and they had a movie as well. But 13, I mean, that's nothing compared to what we've covered in the past, you know. So Toxic Crusaders. Once again, properties during this time that came from rated R films, and in this case, like a trauma movie of all things, got turned into an animated show. So that's I wonder how that stuff always came about. Was like, all right, well, you know, Aliens did really well. Let's make toys and sell them to the kids. Like, I wonder what that thought process was, because these are things that do not cater to kids at all. So, and you would have to run into, like, what if some kid's super into Toxic Crusaders and decides, well, oh, this is based off of this, and then watches it and then gets in trouble like you would have done back in the day.
Happened. That's exactly how it happened. I mean,
Really?
Yeah. I saw the toys on TV. I saw the commercial for the toys and I never saw the cartoon. I just knew there was one. And, I went to Roses and got Toxie before we went on a trip to Richmond. My mom took us to Roses and I got Toxie and my brother got Bonehead. And that was the only one I ever had. My brother ended up getting Junkyard for his birthday that year, but those are the only ones we ever got. And then when we went to Nighttime Video, I believe that's what it was called, and I saw the third Toxic Avenger film on the shelf and thought, oh man, there's a live action movie. And I got the first scene of the movie and the fight in the video store where Toxie just dismantles everybody. And I believe he shoved a mop through a guy's head. And that's when my dad snapped and told me to turn off immediately. And that was the last I would ever see until USA had like a marathon of the Toxic Avenger stuff. Like they played the film. And I think they were going to play some of the cartoons, I think. But I ended up seeing a good part of the first film on USA. And it kind of was, I was taken aback by how like graphic it was. Like when Melvin gets, you know, hits with toxic waste and transforms, it was like, oh my God. It was, I mean, even for TV, it was just kind of, wow, I wasn't expecting all that, but I didn't get to finish it for, not because my parents told me not to, but I think it was just, we had to leave for whatever reason. So I didn't get to finish it. So it will be years later before I'd actually get to see the cartoon, all of the first film, you know, and its sequels and things like that. It was just,
did we get the Tox Box together at the same time? Cause I remember, I think I got it at Barnes and Noble and did you order one?
I had to go to Barnes and Noble and order it because I think it was the only way I could find it. And the guy that was taking the order it was just like the guy was older than me or more on my age had no idea.
And just to stress this point too, during this time, because you're thinking like you went to Barnes and Noble and actually ordered it. This was kind of early on, like Tyler and I didn't at this time, we didn't really have debit cards. I think
no,
this
we had to pay with cash.
Yeah, we paid with cash. This was still the time that we were doing money orders for things that we got on eBay. So
it was early 2000s.
But just good times looking back on all that stuff.
Yeah, well, because it was part of the hunt. If you weren't searching for, you know, He-Man, Turtles, G.I. Joe, and the latest Marvel Legends, you're also on the hunt for DVDs. And sometimes you realize the only way you could get it was to actually place an order in store or over the phone.
Yeah.
And that's how you, it's the only way you could get it. And the Tox box, it's, I remember, I think Barnes & Noble, I think you bought it in hand. They didn't have any more copies. So I actually had to go and place an order with this moron, you know. It just made it so difficult, and then it arrived a few days later. So, yeah,
you know, I feel like after this episode, later on today, I'm honestly, I think I'm in the mood to watch one of these Toxic Avenger films, just to, you know, maybe part three would be a good one to go with. But it was kind of funny that when I brought that up, I guess I either forgot or whatever. But that's kind of funny that me saying that sort of that was you. You were in that position. So that's
that was just, I kind of feel like that was inevitable given that they made toys off of Commando, of Rambo, RoboCop. We've said this before.
It's just crazy to think about now though, I think
people were more aware that children were watching these more adult films because of the time we were living in. Fathers weren't afraid to share their kids or with the graphic movies of the day, you know, and now nowadays people our age are becoming enraged and being in the squeaky wheel and getting things shut down because of their poor parenting, as opposed to, you know what, if they're going to see it, they're going to see it. It's up to you to make sure they don't repeat the things they see in it.
Yeah.
So I just kind of felt like that's the only way that they thought that, because Playmates and Fred Wolf Productions, who did the cartoon, and Playmates who did the toy line, are the ones that did Toxie. And Turtles was not meant for kids when the comic book came out. It was a mature themed comic book, and people just think we can market this towards kids. You know, it's, I don't know what made them think they can market, you know, Arnold's film Commando to kids or Rambo, but I'm glad they did because we were impressionable kids. And, you know, and even though, you know, Turtles was changed a lot from the source material, we loved it. We loved the source material. Toxie, I feel like it has the same feel of Turtles, and I wish we had gotten the cart. I don't think we had played around here. I think that's the problem. Is like, I don't think we ever got the cartoon in our area.
Yeah, I said, if it did, I never caught it. Never heard. I just saw the toys. Yeah. I want to say that I had a Toxie figure.
I think you did, because I think I remember seeing it when you would pull out some of your old. And I had my one Toxie for years. I no longer have him, and he's hard to find complete on eBay.
Yeah.
Like, all I want is just him and the mop, and it's hard to find just him without the mop at a decent price. But if you want the mop, it's even harder to find.
Yeah, I guess I need to go to my parents and start digging through their attic and see if I can track that down. But part of me feels like maybe that was one of the toys that got sold when we had the yard sale, because a lot of my Power Rangers stuff, and honestly, a lot of the He-Man stuff that I had,
some of my He-Man stuff I think got taken into yard sales, but not all of it. A few figures were missing, and I'm pretty sure that's probably what happened. But Toxie I held on to for years, and I just it's like some stuff you have no idea.
Yeah, isn't it weird?
Like, yeah.
It's like it just got up and walked away.
Pretty much, or you got like, you know, like the underpant gnomes in South Park. Like, they just sneak into your house and just steal your underwear. And that's kind of like, I feel like that's what happened. Or like Toy Story. Like, they said, you know what? I've had enough of living with this kid. He doesn't put me on display like he does with He-Man and Turtles and G.I. Joe. I'm getting the hell out of here. You know, or something like that. You know, it's more fun to think about it in those sense. But I did purchase a No Zone pretty dirt cheap off of eBay. And, you know, I have every intention of trying to get the rest, because they're pretty reasonable. But
And they're cool looking figures, too.
Oh, man, they fit perfectly with Turtles and Dick Tracy. Because they are by the same company, but they just look so good together. They really do.
And it's funny that you brought up all these sort of connections and similarities. There is a lot of voice talent that when you go and you start listening to this, you're like, that sounds awfully familiar to me.
Yeah. Yeah, because it definitely sounds like Fred Wolf Productions used a lot of the same voice actors for Turtles, and it would make perfect sense because it clear. I mean, we watched Turtles now. There was a lot of jokes on that show that went over my head as a kid.
Yeah,
and Toxic Crusaders is the same way. Like, I don't think I would have gotten any of those jokes as much. And then watching it now, like, man, this is genius. Like,
it's very self-aware and entertaining, and kind of has sort of like that fourth wall breaking stuff that it's like, I would say, honestly, if you guys are fans of the Deadpool movies and you really enjoyed those, I think you would get a kick out of this cartoon because it's very self-aware of,
and they did it first.
Yeah. They preceded it by a good, what, six, seven years.
Well, Deadpool was out, I think, around the time this cartoon had aired, but Deadpool was a serious character, not the slapstick.
I thought Deadpool came around like late 90s.
No, he was early 90s because he was. I know that vividly because he was part of the X-Men X-Force action figure line, and I actually had him in hand to buy at Walmart in Christiansburg, and put him back to get something else.
Do you remember what you bought instead?
It was another X-Men figure, I think. Uh-huh. It wasn't Wolverine because I made a point to go to Walmart to get Wolverine, but it was another X-Men figure.
Cyclops or somebody.
I did have Cyclops though. I did own Cyclops, but I remember I think due to Matt Hilton building Deadpool because I didn't know much about him, but he looked cool, and it was the only time I ever saw him in person, and I put him back for whatever reason. But that was back when he was a serious character, not the whole Chimichanga and. You know, and all that stuff, you know, that people are like, oh, God, I hate Deadpool fans today. not the ones who read the comics, of course, but just the ones who want to wear it because they think it makes them look cool and they're down to their hip and they're with their Zima and their hula hoops and Pac-Man video games and all that stuff.
Right on.
But I think Toxic Crusaders, obviously the movies are beloved and they have a major cult following, but I feel like the cartoon seems to have been forgotten to a certain extent. Not that it has been, but you just don't hear enough about the show, the toy line, the concept and everything. It's I mean, it's such a, the only thing that I wish it had more were more villains, you know, because it definitely has the Turtles feel, and I wish Kelimoff had more villains. Like, Toxie's got a pretty large group of buddies to hang out with, whereas Kelimoff has just got two, and I'm like, this could have used so many more villains, like Shredder's creating new mutants, or Rat King shows up, or Leatherhead shows up. You just kind of feel like they needed more villains to play off of because the toy line is so, so cool. I wanted every one of those figures as a kid. There wasn't a single figure in that line that I would not have loved to have got my hands on. The vehicles, too. I mean, it was such a badass toy line. So vibrant in the colors, grotesque looking. All the details on the figures, you know, oh, it's so cool. I was concerned though because, you know, some of it does get a little silly, and I'm like, I wonder if Nathan is going to think this might be a little too far in this direction, whereas the bulk of it, you know, is self aware of how silly and slapstick it is.
No, that's what I like about it. Even though it does get silly, they are kind of mocking themselves about it, and honestly, to me, that makes it more enjoyable to,
yeah, because all watch. The episodes, I mean, if you like that one, then I mean, I like how they you know, the episode we're going to watch, they make jokes about the first episode,
yeah,
which I'm like, yeah, yeah. And every episode is the same thing. I mean, even the first episode is pretty close to, aside from bringing in No Zone and Major Disaster and Kelimoff and everything, like they follow that storyline of Melvin working at the local gym, mopping up stuff and trying to get girls, and he gets picked on and ends up wearing the tutu. I mean, and it's just like, God, it's just like watching the movie, you know? So it's, I definitely recommend going back and watching.
I honestly plan on just watching all, cause there's only 13. You can knock those out pretty quick.
And they're easy to watch cause they're so much fun to watch of all the jokes and stuff in it too.
Right.
So it's, if you haven't seen it or haven't seen it in a while, it's an easy watch. It's not a chore to sit through like, oh, you roll your eyes. Like, no, not at all. It's a fun cartoon.
All right. Well, I guess let's go ahead and get into this because we gotta do Beyond Retro here.
We're doing triple time shows here today, people. So bear with us.
Link down below. We got the YouTube link for this episode. So feel free to click on that and watch along with us. Tyler, if you want to go ahead and count us down, we'll get this.
All right. 3, 2, 1. action.
And I enjoy how it also sort of has like that trauma opening as yes. well.
Yeah, I really liked that they, at least it's unfortunate it didn't last as long, but they really embraced the trauma aspects, but also made it its own too. It's, I mean, because it, when you watch it as an adult and are fully aware of what the trauma films are about, you clearly see the fingerprints of trauma all over it, but it also feels like this is a show that should have crossed over with the Turtles as well. You know, I mean, how epic would that have been? You know, the Toxic Crusaders teaming up with the Turtles.
Yeah, I mean, that would have been awesome. I like this theme song too.
Yeah.
And they make a point throughout the episode to make sure that you know that they are hideously deformed.
Yeah. Like they're not claiming to be, you know, handsome heroes or anything like that. They're just constantly making jabs at themselves and kind of poking fun at the whole superhero genre itself, you know, like with Toxie having like a spider sense, so to speak, you know, and stuff like that. It's
it just I'm already laughing because I'm thinking about the beginning here where Kill 'Em Off, they are going to be moving the elderly out of the nursing yes. home.
And just that whole sequence that's coming along, and the singers just sit there in their wheelchairs, like, okay. They treat the senior citizens in this as like it's, they're just a prop, so to speak. And I love Killamoff's look.
You know, I kind of wonder if Ed Boon and those guys got inspiration from Killamoff to make like Goro having like the multiple arms like that.
I'd say anything's possible. Because this show was on
91.
91 and Mortal Kombat came out in 92 or 93.
Yeah. So it's possible.
Anything's possible. Did you recognize Psycho's voice? Michael Pollard?
His didn't stick out to me.
So I remember because when I saw this for the first time, I'm like, wait, I know that voice. And he was the homeless guy in Scrooge that ends up dying due to the cold. He was in beginning of House of a Thousand Corpses. He was in Bonnie and Clyde. He was the guy talking to Captain Spaulding at the beginning of House of a Thousand Corpses, talking okay. about the guy who's sticking Dr. Zaius up his ass. But I just thought his voice was perfect for like the more rational thinking smart ass to kill him off here.
I like how right here where Psycho says like, what if his mom like tells him.
Just completely blowing the entire plot to the yeah. show, like in advance, and it's in every episode that happens, and it's a gag that never gets old. Like you're expecting him to say that, so Killamoff gets all pissed off about it. And you know, for these Crusaders to be living in a dump, it looks quite homey looking. Like it's like that's a place. Like you know what, I would gladly hang out with these guys and play cards. I mean, it probably stinks to high heaven, but you know,
there's a voice that immediately jumped out at me.
Oh yeah, with Townsend Coleman doing the voice of Headbanger here, or one of the voices of Headbanger.
I'm just like, all right, yeah, Michelangelo, right on.
Yeah.
Oh, and then I heard this, and I was just like, Phil and Lil from Rugrats. Yeah.
And then the voice of Major Disaster is General Hawk from G.I. Joe. Which that stuck out immediately. And one of the reasons I picked this too is that, you know, the first episode brings in Headbanger, No Zone, and Major Disaster all in the same episode. And this one completes the group with a Junkyard coming along. So I kind of wanted Nathan to like see like the group. Not that it was a big deal, but I like the whole group. I think they're all a bunch of great, cool looking characters. And I like Junkyard too. So this brings them all together here. And we got Toxie with his traumatones and high gear here. The look on like Toxie's face is drawn just like the movie. And honestly, I like the green skin better than the kind of cheap looking brown skin that's in the movie.
No,
like,
to I me, do this, too.
Yeah, because when I saw the movie, I'm like, he's not green. And I just, as an adult, even today, I like the green skin Toxie with the orange tank top. I just think it looks cooler, I think.
Come on, Nick. Go ahead and get the rights and
get us all the Crusaders. Get us Kill 'Em All and the I wanted Radiation Rangers so bad as a kid. Like that was something I wanted.
I was gonna bring that up when we see they show up in the episode. Those would be fantastic army builders.
Oh, and they're hard. I mean, they're not cheap. You get one by itself, even without the weapons, you're paying like $20 a piece for those things on eBay. They are not cheap.
I kind of wonder how much these figures were when they were actually on the pegs. I bet what? Probably like $4.
$4 or $5 max. Yeah. It was, I remember being kind of like the standard price because I don't remember my mom. That's too expensive. You can't have that. It was just like, okay. And then all the seniors going to talk to the mom and their big ass.
And Mayor Grody looking Grody.
Which he looks a lot like April's boss in Turtles.
Yeah.
I like how she slaps
him. He kind of sounds like,
even though I didn't. Yeah, that was a fun little gag.
Like similar to like Bebop, maybe.
Yeah. Wearing her big muumuu, her big breast. It's just big, like all the details they put into these characters here. I just Toxie's misshapen eyes, like his mongoloid face there. What was your thoughts on the group? You know, with Headbanger, No Zone, Disaster, Junkyard. Did any of them stick out to you, or you just kind of?
Well, they all stick out just because of just the premise itself anyway. Like they did a good job of coming up with new characters to like include in this,
and it just kind of makes me feel like what else could we have gotten character wise
yeah,
you know, because they really don't introduce anybody. There's one character that kind of comes off as like the knockoff generic superhero that shows up in like episode 7 or 8, I think. I'm like, I could possibly see him being one of the action figures of the line, but he wasn't a grotesque looking. He was just kind of like an exaggeration of like your cliche superhero. But I just felt like looking at Headbanger alone and Psycho here, they're just such interesting visuals, you know.
He calls the Radiation Rangers and the old people just fall out of the
back. Yeah, and everyone just ignores them. Like no one goes to check on them. Just... I like No Zone's interesting look here, having a wheel for a foot. He was a former pilot. I just wish Bonehead was more skeletal looking like the action figure. Like he still maintains a lot of his human features, but the action figure is full on skeleton. They had some cool vehicles in the toy line too. There's only a few, but they were pretty cool looking. And Psycho is pretty much like not trying at all. Just
well, it's because he already knew it was going to happen.
Yeah, he's kind of accepting it. Showing Toxie's enormous strength here.
Oh yeah, they invite some here for the little dinner. It's like mashed potatoes and just like all soft foods. And he's like, "Yeah, you can borrow my teeth." Yeah, powdered eggs.
Just making fun of the singers here. the left side of the right side of Headbanger always kind of reminds me of like Billy Crystal and Princess Bride. I don't know why.
You know what? Since you brought up Princess Bride, I actually ordered the Criterion.
I didn't know they were doing a Criterion of that.
Yeah, it's out now.
Is it worth buying again, or is it pretty much recycling?
No, it's got a lot of special features on, but the packaging is really cool. I haven't gotten it yet, but the Criterion sale at Barnes & Noble is actually going on now. So if you guys have any interest in picking up Criterions, I think it's the 2nd through the 1st of December. So
I might have to order it through Barnes & Noble then if they don't have it.
And I like this entire thing. It's like, all right, well, we're going to go ahead and set up. They're going to win this trip. And so,
yeah, and they don't. They just assume that's the mailman dropping them off. Like they just buy. Everyone's just so simple-minded and naive, and But that's what makes it funny, is that they just go along with the gag immediately and even question, what are the odds of all four of us winning the exact same trip? I mean, it's really cool that the writers really do capture the spirit of what Trumpers do. Like, they never take themselves seriously. They're completely bonkers and zany and out there. And you have to buy that. And because if you don't, everything's just going to go right over your head.
Right.
And, you know, I kind of feel like if people were not aware of what Trumpet films were like, they may not get this cartoon.
Yeah. Well, it's just little things like that that make me chuckle. It's like, better pack our meager belongings.
Yeah.
Like, they know they don't really have shit, so.
Yeah. And they don't question about, like, well, how did we even win this contest? We didn't enter anything. You know, it's just like, hey, we won.
Yeah.
And hit their attempts at setting up a tropical paradise on Killamoff's Island here.
Yeah. Which, can we talk for a second? Like, the villain's name is Killamoff. Like,
yeah.
That's
brilliant.
He's Russian.
Yeah. And Bonehead and Psycho. You know, that's Bonehead and Psycho. I mean, they're very simple names, but boy, they work.
And I also, I noticed this, well, I looked it up as well. It's kind of neat that the voice of Toxie is also the voice of Killamoff.
That I did not know.
That's, yeah, so, cool. So it's kind of interesting because not very often do you see the voice talent voicing a hero and a villain as well. I mean, it happens, but it's just not often.
Well, I can think of two examples right off the top of my head. Where
well,
I
yeah, but think about how many... Yeah, fuck you, whatever.
And I like how with Toxie's girlfriend, instead of making her blind and making fun of her, like they do in Toxie, like they just have her hair in her eyes and she can't see. You know, and she wears glasses. So I just took it as like that. Like she,
yeah.
You know, that's how she sees past the fact that he's, you know, hideously deformed.
Those people just get blown off into the water.
Just everything's just a constant gag. It kind of plays like a Naked Gun movie.
And it's like wear clean underwear. You never know when you get run over by a golf cart. Like,
yeah, like what does that mean? And they get there and.
Oh, these guys sound familiar. I don't know who they are. That's terrible singing. Like, this is just, it's a fun show.
Yeah, because they're not trying. I think that's the point, is that they're just trying to be as lazy as possible. And the heroes are just that, they're trusting, but they just looks like it says that their innocence is what's going to get the better of them, or better of the villains. And their disguises are as lazy as possible. I mean, it plays like a Looney Tunes cartoon. You know? Yeah. They don't change the voices. They're just wearing the most minimal of female clothing. All the colors on the show too. Just like, I mean, look, radiation and toxic waste never looked prettier in my life. I mean, all these barrels are different colors and all the characters. I mean, just look at them. It's such a pretty cartoon to look at.
Yeah, it's like lots of pinks and oranges and greens.
Yeah, purples and it's yellow. I mean, it's everything just... pollution never looked better. It looks awesome. Here's Junkyard. I love Junkyard here.
He's got such a hilarious origin. It's...
And it's so, like, simple, but they play it up like it's this, you know... I was half bum, half dog.
You're going to love it to death as they're just like sawing it in half so it'll break. It's so good. I just imagine now all this praise they were given this, like Deuceon will just edit this together and put it in front of another She-Ra trailer.
Yeah, because they released another She-Ra trailer and with Scorpion, all these god awful looking designs. Yeah.
I imagine you guys will be talking about that tonight on Fans of Power.
I didn't watch it because I'm not going to watch it because I'm not going to watch the show. And it's like the more Joe keeps pretending to not instigate riots with, hey guys, do you like the Filmation Scorpio or the new one? Knowing full well what he's doing and pretending that he's trying to be supportive and comical. Like, we know what you're doing. Just come out and say it. This Junkyard just walked. I mean, it's just, it's such a, like, it takes.
I like his eyes. So
humble. Yeah.
I like his eyes, too. Like, he looks like he's just seen some shit.
And I love his voice, too. Like, it's just so, and have you seen a lot of the toys? Like, do you know what a lot of the toys look like?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, because I, Joker's toy, because he has the really long tongue that comes out of his mouth. And like, oh, it's such a cool looking toy. And sprays him for getting on her lawn. I mean, just they. I love how they do play up the dog aspects and don't.
Yeah, I mean, we'll get into that later when they're like speak and he starts like barking at snow, like actually talk.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's like, I need a treat, not for what you're thinking though. You know, just I like just all this the constant gags. I mean, it is Naked Gun. It's trauma. Headbanger is definitely one of the coolest looking characters. Like, I mean, two-headed characters are cool anyway, but they're just so drastically different looking, especially since the scientist started off as a villain in the first episode and they just become a good guy.
And this is such a dumb gag too. It's like, oh, let me look at the camera. And what is it that Toxie says after this? Oh yeah, they don't, these cameras don't like it if you move.
Junker just walking around with his briefcase.
And here he just like inadvertently kicks some ass.
He's so cool. And they bring back the senior citizen gag and later on too where Kelimov's he answers to a little guy that reminds me of a tattoo from Fantasy Island, but they evolve the elderly again and having like all the old women become like a bunch of angry old biddies to drive everybody out of town. It's like Invasion of the Body Snatchers, but they're using old ladies and just all the gripes and complaints that the old ladies are running around yelling at people. It's just like, it's just, God, it's so out there, but it's very funny though. I think this is one of the vehicles too, like these sailboats that they're playing on right here. There's a toy of that.
It wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, and there's like a really cool like a barge. He just swims all the way there. I mean, it's kind of like the Batman 60 show too.
Yeah,
I'm seeing a lot of stuff.
It took a lot of inspiration from things.
Yeah. But I definitely like that, you know, as kids, when we watch this stuff, we don't get the jokes. We just see the action and the fun. But as an adult, you see there's even more to it. And, you know, that's why we do this. We just want to remind everybody there's more out there. All this stuff deserves to be revisited.
Yeah, I'm glad that we've picked stuff like this and Rambo, stuff that's just sort of fallen.
Yeah, it's lost. It's lost to time. And, you know, it's remind everybody that, you know, just got some jerk off on YouTube wants to take. Oh, this is great.
Yeah, no, here we get the origin.
Yeah, we have time for a flashback. Just
and it's just so simple. He used to be a dog.
He's like, and that's me on the right. You know, just telling the audience. You know, just the constant acknowledgement that people are watching this story. It's fun. It never gets old. And just like a massive wave of toxic waste just throws up and then just fades away. Just, it was no sense at all. But
a hobo and a dog.
Yeah. And then just sees the newspaper. Huh. Trumbullville welcomes freaks. just little gags like that, you know, it's just, oh, it's so much fun.
He finished it just in time.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, look over there. Yeah, those Radiation Rangers look so
aren't they cool looking?
Yeah, they really are. Like, I would throw those guys up there with, like, Horde Troopers and
Foot Soldiers
is, like, some of the best looking,
yeah,
like, army builder-esque characters.
Yeah, I mean they're simple, but you know, having faceless army builders. I mean, it's one of the things I loved about G.I. Joe's army builders too. I mean, they all are very, you know, not seeing their faces and stuff like that too helps. You know, it just kind of adds a little bit more malice to them, even though they're constantly getting their butt kicked in every episode. I always like Killamoff's backpack, like just like the breathing apparatus around it. Yeah. It's like Darth Vader, but he's got all this like smog, like, you know, smog exhaust pipes and things. The streak of like blonde hair and his black hair.
He got blown up in the first episode. It's just it's hilarious, and even like the Crusaders bring it up too.
Yeah, it's just constant inside gags all the time. And they show up with giant antacid pills to throw at them. Just
yeah, out of nowhere too.
Yeah, just out of nowhere. Just...
Paluto. I thought he got blown up in the first episode. Like, that's just...
I'm so glad you liked it, man. Because that's...
And here we go. Like, just out of nowhere, there's the giant antacid pills.
So I talk to you where it's like, yeah, the joke really doesn't make much sense, but oh well. Burp. Oh man, I just this should have crossed over with Turtles. It really should have. But they, you know, given this cartoon was so short lived, I mean, they had a comic book series, they had video games, a toy line, coloring books. I mean, they certainly tried to push the Toxic Crusaders, and it's just. When you watch the intro that Lloyd Kaufman does for the episodes, which is the same intro for every episode, he mentions in a gag that it was canceled due to a company conspiracy, which kind of makes you wonder, you know, why was the toy line and the cartoon canceled? You know, did people feel like it was, I don't know. I have no idea. And I'm sure our buddy Deuce can probably uncover the lost secrets in his backyard of like, wooden crates, kind of like in Raiders of the Lost Ark. They gave him his own doghouse. You're going to sleep out here.
Yeah. Well, when this happened, I thought about basketball. It's like, your bed's over here.
Your bed's over here. Which, that's a little hokey, but...
whatever.
Forgivable. But yeah, that's our first episode of the Toxic Crusaders, man. So I'm glad to have gotten an A+, at least I'm assuming from your.
Yes. Yeah. No, I look forward to checking out the rest of these, and I look forward to talking about the rest of them as well on here.
Yeah. Because all these are all worth revisiting. I mean, we still got, you know, we've talked about Cops and Street Sharks and Bucky O'Hare. I mean, there's a bunch of stuff we have yet to tackle for the first time. So it's good to have another. Another one under the belt, so now we can go back and revisit the show when need be. I watched this on YouTube, so if you're watching this on Amazon Prime or whatever, all the episodes are available on YouTube to watch for free, so you don't have to buy anything.
Yeah, check those out, and feel free to follow along with us and listen to us while you do.
Yeah, let us encourage you to go back and, you know, go on eBay and get yourself a Major Disaster and a Headbanger complete, or buy dirt cheap with nothing, no accessories. You know, check out the cartoon. They've got,
they are on DVD. Yes. I think they released them in individual volumes. I know that
they're hard to find though. Like I've only seen like one available, and then you got the movie.
Yeah. The movie
came with the Tox box.
Yeah. It came with the Tox box. I at the time, I remember when I got that, I was kind of disappointed because I wanted Part 4 to be in that set that we got.
But... Well, yeah, because I think Citizen Toxie came out, I think, around the same time, I think. Because I remember renting it. Because I remember seeing that and getting the Tox box kind of around the same time. I'm trying to remember why. But obviously now you can get the complete set. Like if you buy the Toxic Avengers set, you get all four films and I think some other stuff with it too, I think.
Yeah.
But it's definitely a Toxie's got a cult following, and I'm glad that he's still celebrated to this day. But the cartoon is not. celebrated as much.
It should be because it's it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
A lot of fun. It's, you know, most of the cartoons that we have talked about before when I watch these episodes in preparation for Capes and Commentaries, they're amazing and awesome and I enjoy them. But with this one in particular, I was chuckling and laughing throughout the whole thing and it exceeded my expectations.
So, I'm so glad about that because I did worry, you know, because even when we said we were going to, I kind of felt like Club Fred was going to be the one that I was going to pick because it brings everybody, all the characters are in this. Like, and then from there on out, we can kind of go all over the place. That was kind of the main reason I picked it because Junkyard's showing up. But I was just like, I don't know what he'll think. I think Nathan might like some of the gags, but it might be a little too like silly or kind of corny and not in a good way, but. Thankfully, that clearly was not the case with you.
No, I had a ton of fun with it, and I look forward to watching more.
Oh, that's awesome! Yeah, because this is gonna be easy to revisit. I mean, all the shows are fun to revisit, so it's not like we ever have like a chore or anything like that with any of these shows.
Yeah, but I do think at some point we do need to pick an episode that is kind of a stinker, in one of the properties. Just
deliberately pick like
I mean, we're going to have to at some point, you know, we may reach 600 episodes on this thing. And
well, if we have, I mean, given all the shows that we've done already that we have yet to go back and revisit, I mean, with Spider-Man, Batman, X-Men, G.I. Joe, Transformers, there's a lot of great episodes. Yes, there are stinkers in every one of those, but I kind of feel like we would have to. Unless someone requested, like they really wanted to hear our thoughts on a really crummy episode of,
I'm sure it's going to happen at some point. Because you know, anytime we suggest anything like that, you just see the chat start, boom, 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 boom. Hey, watch this shitty episode. Watch this one. It's like, okay.
Oh yeah, that would only have to be through like major requests though, because I cannot picture ourselves like deliberately picking like. An unwatchable or silly episode of the Turtles cartoon to watch where I'm like, when we got Enter the Fly, Rat King meets Leatherhead, you know, meet Casey Jones, Usagi Yojimbo, just to name a couple off the top of my head. I'm like, and we're going to watch, you know, Super Bebop and Super Rocksteady. I forgot what the name of the episode was, but it was not very good when I can remember.
Yeah.
But I just feel like we would be officially out of ideas. Or something like that.
Well, it'll be good if we reach that point.
Yes, it will be. And I'm sure with our constant devotion and, you know, we have, you know, downloads are pretty good. I'm surprised that Batman didn't do as well as the stuff we don't think would do as well does better than the stuff we expect to do better.
Well, right? I think it's because those ones in particular are ones that, like, it's cartoons and shows that people just, they're like, oh, well, yeah, I vaguely remember this. It wasn't that popular.
Yeah. 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 I guess that's why, you know, Rambo did pretty good and Dino Riders did quite well. So maybe hopefully Toxic will do. I want to say this for next week because we won't be doing our Batman commentary next week. It'll be the following week, correct?
No, that is actually next week.
Oh, never mind then.
Yeah. I was going to bring that up as we were wrapping things up. Yeah. Next week, the 10th of November, it's going to be a special edition of this.
Yes.
We're going to be, for the first time, doing a full-length feature commentary. We're going to be doing Batman 89 with special guest Penny Dreadful. So that'll be a ton of fun.
That will be a blast. And I will say, I'll go and throw this out for the following week so we know what to do in advance. I say let's do Pride of the X-Men. The pilot for the failed to be picked up X-Men animated series that our buddy Larry Houston worked on. I would love to sit down and do commentary for that after Batman 89.
All right.
And it's on YouTube also. So it's
all right. Well, there we go.
Free to watch. Yeah.
We got the next few episodes planned. Tyler, you got anything else you want to say before we wrap it up?
You know, I just hope everybody enjoyed our Toxic Crusaders episode. And I encourage, if you listen to this podcast on Podbean, or iTunes, I'm really not, or even YouTube. We know people lean more towards the downloads. But if you have something you would love for us to do a commentary for, you know, send us something. You know, don't think about it. Let us know. We know people do like the commentaries, but You know, we like participation. We like to know people have a suggestion for us. You know, it's because we acknowledge it. We don't just, you know, oh, okay, we're so much better than you. Like, no. We're all encompassing here, people. So, you know, if you're listening to us on your way home from work or at the gym or when you're killing time or whatever, hey, I want those guys to do an episode of the 2012 Turtles cartoon or something like that. Well, then we would do it, you know.
Yeah, no, I honestly, that is one I would like to do at some point, because towards the end, it lost steam, but I would say those first chunk of episodes were very strong for me, and I had my doubts about that initially, but
not to say that there weren't some terribly bad episodes.
Yeah, no, there were. I remember talking to you about a bunch of them. God. I'm like, I thought it was okay, and you're like, yeah, it was terrible. I didn't like it.
Well, I'm running home from the gym trying to cut my workout short so I can catch it on TV. I'm like, it's a mushroom episode, an episode about mushrooms in the sewer. I'm like, I was ready to run head first into the wall. You know, like, this isn't cool at all.
Right.
You know, but there were some great ones. So, yeah, we'll do that at some point. And,
yeah. Lots to cover.
Lots to cover in this material.
Yeah, but next week's going to be a shitload of fun. I guess. I mean, we're gonna cover our own personal histories with it. I'm sure there will be some side rants along the way during some of the parts. We'll probably be sitting there marveling at this or laughing at that and pointing that out and quoting it endlessly.
God, yes.
So it's going to be a lot of fun, and we hope
it'll probably be like a 4-hour commentary for Batman 89.
But we look forward to doing that, and we hope that you guys do as well. And we hope that you guys join us live. And I guess I'll just go ahead and jump into my spiel that, you know, if you're coming across us on YouTube and you guys are new to this channel, make sure you hit subscribe and ring the bell so you get notified when we go live and when new videos are posted. I'm starting to, the voice is just whatever. beyondretropodcast.com. Go there, check out the hub on Pop Culture Network. If you guys are more into the audio, got the links down below for Podbean, and I've also put down the link for iTunes. I think I'm looking at it now and I don't see it, so I need to put that in there. Check out Joe and Tyler's He-Man podcast, Fans of Power, every Sunday 9 p.m. You guys just hit 100 subscribers.
Yes, very, very proud of that. No, so, we are official.
Yeah, so now I can say go to youtube.com/fansofpowerpodcast, and that will take you directly to that page, and go ahead and give them a subscribe as well. Leave a comment down below. Like Tyler said before, let us know any suggestions you have. Let us know your experience with Toxic Crusaders. Are you more, I've never heard of this, I remember the movies, haven't watched the cartoon. Give us your thoughts. Let us know what you think about that. And yeah, I guess we got about 10 minutes before we start retro, and I need to eat some pizza. So until then, what?
I said, sounds good.
It sounded like you said it sounds good. What? And I thought you were going to keep going, but
no. Nah.
All right. Well, without further ado, we will see you guys next week for Batman 89.
Hell yes.